You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Welcome to the Ball Soccer Liberty Podcast. This is episode number 256 of each of East Central Indiana's favorite podcast. I'm Jeremiah Morrill. Today I'm joined by my forever co-host, Dakota Davis, and a cast of characters.
That's right. Today's episode features, I think, the return of both of these guests. Mr. Scott Frost, who has no other affiliations with us whatsoever. And then Ms. Carrie Barrett. And we're going to be talking about the Henry County Bicentennial, the 200-year celebration.
I don't think that's what
it's called. It's what it says right on my...
I don't think that's it.
Right on my beer glass. It says Henry County Bicentennial 200. Yeah. It's right there.
That's right.
That's not... our logo does not say that.
It doesn't say that.
No, I don't know if Scott knows the story. I don't know if he knows.
Oh, my goodness. Dakota, you continue the introduction, and I'm going to show Scott a glass.
Oh, wait. We're going to be talking to these guys about why the logo doesn't say Bicentennial, first of all. Then we're going to be talking about all of the events that have happened thus far and the events that are to come and how you guys can go and participate in them. There is going to be a lot of community involvement in some events. And then also, we're going to be talking a little bit at the end about the 529 Legacy Project. And this is, something that if you haven't been paying close attention, you might not have heard that much about, but it's very exciting. So make sure you stick around until the end and hear what that is all about.
This show is about our lives in rural Indiana. We're here to push your boundaries and make you think as individuals. Sometimes it'll provoke you. Other times it'll make you laugh, but hopefully you'll always learn something new, like Scott just did.
That's right.
New to me.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, we got the Bicentennial because when Aaron Dickin was on the show last, he doesn't ever come on anymore. It's really a sad phenomenon, but it is what it is.
He says he's out of town tonight and doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, the last time he was on, we were talking about the 2022 Sheriff Republican primary. And somehow we talked about, we were talking about Rick McCorkle back in the powerlifting days and how he was a big, big man and still a big dude. And someone suggested
Jim Rat over here started talking about all the other men their biceps.
Yeah, but then I think it was Aaron mentioned maybe we should pick the sheriff based on their bicep size.
I see.
And I said that whenever they came in, we could take some measurements with a body tape. You know, one thing, whenever we mentioned this, I brought it up whenever the sheriff candidates came on, and none of them thought it was that funny.
Oh.
They all kind of
I think it's really
funny. John Sproles was all in.
Yeah.
And that may have been.
He was all in that night. He sent John pictures.
John was sending bicep pictures in, and that may have been the key to success. Yeah, we don't know.
That's why he won, I guess.
Yeah. That is true.
And we still have a glass setback for when Landon Dean joins us this fall, so that he gets one as well. Yeah. All of the sheriff's candidates are getting one.
Yeah, we do have Landon's glass here. It's waiting. I mentioned maybe instead of biceps, we use the quads, we use the legs, because we want to know that they can really catch the criminals, you know, and run up on them, you know, instead of just
be fast,
give them a haymaker.
Every day's leg day.
Well, I don't know about that. Leg days are not great.
This seems like a good time to mention that Friday is National Donut Day. When we're talking about sheriff's deputies.
So, good luck and Godspeed, Lee. He's on National Donut Days. He's everywhere.
I'll have to get one. I love a good Jack's Donut. I also love Krispy Kreme.
Over the weekend, we were busy with the Indianapolis 500. So, we missed all of the festivities in town this last weekend, including the big donut thing. We just did our Patreon. And we outlined a number of things that happened over the weekend.
We did.
It was story time from the Lot 6 campground. And if folks want to get in on that, they can join Patreon at any level. You've got a blink look on your face like we haven't done this 255 times before.
I was going to try to think of something witty that I was going to say, but it wasn't panning out.
I've broken Dakota.
Yeah, well, sometimes my brain doesn't work as fast as I wish it would. That's right. Patreon.com/BossHogOfLiberty. That's where you can go to get that bonus content. Last week, we released the bonus episode for free for everyone.
We did.
On the YouTube channel.
Indeed.
So that video is up there in its entirety.
It was about Steph Wilson, the Indy 500 driver, and his sponsor, Gnarly Jerky. Mm-hmm. And I actually talked to Steph on the morning of the race in the garage area, and he said he watched the video and he thought it was cool.
I thought it was really funny. You were sending me screenshots of tweets because it got that video got retweeted by Gnarly Jerky. And I was not kind to them in that video. I was pretty harsh. I think I gave one of their jerkies a rating of 2 out of 10.
But I mean, we tried 5 different versions, mm-hmm. and you had one you liked.
I did. I gave one like an 8, like a 7.5.
Yeah. So there was good stuff.
Something.
The original and their Baja were great. The extra crispy wasn't as good, or whatever the hell it was. The Korean version. The Korean version nobody liked.
We planned on not eating during this one, but there's cake on the table. So we reviewed the cake, and to find out what we thought about the cake, then you have to go to patreon.com/BossHogOfLiberty, or you can go to BossHogOfLiberty.com and click the Support Now button. And that's where you can sign up to support the show every month. You do get show notes ahead of time. You get a lot of extra goodies other than just the main show every week. I think it's worth it. I think it's great.
And that's how we
be a patron.
That's how we pay the rent here.
That's how we pay Scott.
Which is important to Scott. Right.
That's how we pay Scott every month. And we're on a tight budget. Listen, because of the new $600, rule from the Biden administration, we have to start claiming all of this Patreon money, which I just found out about on Tuesday when I logged in on Patreon. And they gave me like a flag. They were like, hey, you're going to be getting taxed.
Sure. But then you just have to show the expense. You're fine.
And I'm like, you know what?
We're gigantic losers. There's nothing to claim.
That's what. Yeah.
You're fine.
Stole the words out of my mouth. We take a loss on this like every month. We'll be okay. But if you want to help us sweat a little bit more and maybe not take a loss every month, patreon.com/BossHogOfLiberty. That's where you can go to do it.
If you need to double my salary to narrow the margin up, I'll take that hit.
We're going to have to start making you pay to produce.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
You do. It just hit my account yesterday.
And we thank you very much for that. We also thank Christy Avery, Jonathan Phillips, and Anthony Meyer for their contributions. If you're a $50 or more a month donor, you drop in right there at the top of every episode.
That's
Christy
right.
just made it back from Vegas. I hope she won lots of money. Or she was in Reno, not Vegas.
Yeah.
Reno, Nevada for the Libertarian National Convention. John Phillips, of course, is selling cars over at Andy Moore Buick GMC. And Chris Staten, former producer. He must be doing very well because he's messaging me cars from them every day, trying to talk about car and his next vehicle. Mm. He's kicking around the idea. And then Anthony is just doing the Lord's work, delivering baby formula and gasoline across the country. That's or right. whatever he has in the truck.
That's right. We like Anthony most of the time, but today he told me that I didn't have good taste in cheap gas station food because I prefer Tasty Cake over Hostess powdered donuts. So, you know, that's all I got to say about that, Anthony.
I can't even begin to...
This is the kind of conversation you get to have with the cast if you donate $50 or more a month. You get to be involved in these kinds of...
I live in a town with Lee's.
Riveting conversations.
With Jack's Donuts. Oh, I've Lee's. Never, I haven't had a gas station donut in a generation.
You're missing out. So you get yourself a Pure Life 42 gram protein shake, and then you kind of hit the donuts with a plastic fork, and then you can pour the protein shake over the donuts, and it soaks it all up. It's a good snack.
What about a donut?
What if
that's
you took,
what I'm talking
what,
about?
What if you took yeah. a oh, oh, yeah, like? Yeah. What if you took
I thought
some
little Debbie?
What about some donut holes?
Hostess.
Some Sorry. Of Jack's donut holes, oh, and you poked them with a fork.
That would be good.
And then you dumped it on there. Here's my way for you to be a loved coworker tomorrow. You go in to Jack's Donuts.
Yeah.
you buy the Jack's Dozen, which is a dozen donuts you just give away to people. Mm-hmm. You just give them away. Don't eat those. And then you keep the holes, and then you do your trick with your pouring your 42-ounce.
Or just drop them in like ice cubes into your protein shake. So it's just donut holes.
Then
you're
drinking the donut holes. Not great. I don't think that'd be as good.
It's just like Seinfeld. They're all pipes. You're filtering
your protein shake through the donuts.
What I'm making is basically anabolic bread pudding.
If you put enough donut holes in there, it becomes that. It's just about the ratio. Ask Alexander Rossi and them about that when they took the little Orbeez and put them in a hot tub.
You know
how many Orbeez it takes to fill up one of those inflatable Coleman hot tubs?
What was it like?
1.75 million.
Nice.
Orbeez. You just gotta get the ratio.
This is feeling a lot like a Patreon episode.
Dakota, you're in charge. You've planned it. I'm just sitting here to help you. Let's go.
I'm apologizing to Scott and Carrie and everyone who is listening to this thinking that they're getting, in the first 20 minutes of the show, great information about the bicentennial. What do we have to do, Carrie, to maybe somewhere inconspicuous where a logo would be, like in the corner of something, for it to just say bicentennial instead?
Oh, you mean like
just as
like
a little,
an Easter egg?
Like an Easter egg. Oh. Yeah.
Scott,
well,
is
first,
opposed.
I think first, we have to not tell Scott.
What you needed to do was to put earplugs on Scott before you brought the idea up, because now he's going to be looking for it. He's going to be playing Waldo.
Scott.
Too late now.
Yeah. Listen. I don't know. We have to think about that.
Yeah, we'll have to think about it when Scott's not here.
Yeah.
Scott, go check the basement real quick. I hear water running.
Something in the basement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk to each one of you guys. You're both here talking about the bicentennial. Scott, what is your role in the whole bicentennial celebration? What is it?
Other than logo police, what else do you do?
There you go.
Yeah.
Our role is same as Carrie. We've got a committee that started about a year and a half, 2 years ago. We've been at it for a while.
About 200 years ago.
200 years ago. Carrie and I, Kay Ford, Ricky Cotman, and Everett Cole are our organizing committee. So we've been blessed beyond that with great volunteers for all of our other committees, but we're the five that meet every week and try to keep things organized and forget things and try to think of things. And time is moving too fast, is what it is.
Yeah, now that it's here, now that the bicentennial is here, it's moving too fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Carrie, what's your role in this shindig?
Well,
do all the stuff Scott thought of.
Do all the Scott, yeah. Do all the stuff Scott thought of. No, my role is they fundraise, and I try to spend all the money all the time. Mm-hmm. Zach knows from the city council meetings or RDC meetings, I'm always asking for money.
Carrie is shamelessly good at asking for and spending money.
Yeah. And it's fun, right?
Yes.
So, and especially fun to spend other people's money. No, my role is just that of Newcastle Main Street. I'm as participating, and hopefully we get as many events to happen as possible. Hmm.
Sorry, that was not you. That was something else.
that was Dakota telling Zach to produce.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so I know that, well, Scott, you said that this has been going on for a couple of years, and I know I can remember in 2020 for sure getting something in the mail or something like that about the Henry County Bicentennial. So how long have you guys been actually actively in this planning stage?
I think it was late 2020, maybe fall 2020, when we first thought of this and started calling around to see if anyone had started anything. And basically it became me and Carrie, and then we found out that the Historical Society was doing some planning, some thinking about it, but no organizing as far as events and things, and that's where it took off, basically.
Gotcha. So you asked a question and then got tasked with doing something about the question.
The exact story is I called a few people and I called Carrie, and Carrie was immediately, we have to do something. And then she was all in from the first first thought of it. So
I remember it differently. I remember I said, I guess I'll help you, Scott. And now
sort of dead air there.
Now here we are in the midst of it.
Yeah. So Henry County was settled, you know, the middle portion of Indiana. So Indiana started from the south. We as a state, we came along in 1816. Right. So it took, I'm not very good at my Blue River math here, but six years for Henry County to become a state. Henry County. We haven't achieved statehood.
We're our own state. Yeah.
Are the other communities around us on the same calendar? Are you sharing this with other counties nearby?
There are a few, and I think Rush is the nearest one by. But you're right. They started carving them out from the south to the north, and within 6 years, they were to us. So I think there's five or six that are the same year as us, but Rush is the closest one.
I think Hamilton County is next year.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope they make some of themselves between now and then.
I hope so, too. They're barely getting by.
Yeah.
They barely have a stoplight left in town.
They're getting there. They're just taking the roundabout way of getting there.
See, that was an assist to an assist and then a slam dunk, Zach. Mm-hmm. Well done. That's some Central Indiana humor for the out-of-state listeners. Carmel, Indiana is the roundabout capital of the world.
Sometimes you'll see national news stories about Carmel saying this town replaced all of their stop signs with roundabouts. Here's what happened.
I can't wait till we can protest our first one here.
Well, we're supposed to be getting them.
Didn't somebody just set a Guinness World Record doing roundabouts? I think Dave Dugan did.
It was Dave Dugan.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard that in Hamilton County, auto shops can tell like who's in the county and who doesn't spend a lot of time driving outside the county based on like tire wear, and just the cars get beat up on the right side from going around roundabouts. Like they can literally tell that, oh, this is a Hamilton County car.
A lot of right front damage.
Because yeah, it's like the right front tire is like chewed off, and like they're like, oh, your left front suspension's fine, but your right front suspension looks like it's got 100,000 more miles on it. But yeah, Dave Dugan just drives. That's the second time I think he's gone after that record. He just drives around in a roundabout, and he'll stop here once in a while for a second and have somebody hop in with him. But he drives around for hours and hours.
That is spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, I do that. I don't know anybody else. Once in a while, I'll do a full lap before I turn off of a roundabout just for fun. Just go the whole way around. Just like if you go you just get in those roundabout doors.
Hey, kids,
Yeah, I did it with the kids at the racetrack because there's a roundabout in front of the speedway. I'm like, hey, guys, we're going for a hot lap.
All right. So last Friday, the first gigantic signature event happened.
Yes.
For the Bicentennial Committee as a part of First Fridays, Fourth Fridays.
As a part of Fourth Fridays, yes. We're going to have to change the date so you guys can come, and it's not on carb day.
I'm telling you, carb day is a bad day.
I know. But it was it's carbs on carb day for donuts.
Yeah, I know.
It has been a lot of donut talk. Yes.
It's a good week for it. Yeah, Zach's wearing the donut t-shirt over there. Donuts, donut 5K.
We were thrilled to partner with Jax for this event because Jax is a longstanding business in Newcastle and Henry County. So. We partnered with them to do the Jax Donuts World Championship Donut Hole Eating Contest. Got it, sir.
And I mean, honestly, so I would imagine we can pretend like we are one of the big three, because there are three major summertime holidays. There's the 4th of July, there's Labor Day, and there's Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July, this is the group that does the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Memorial Day, apparently, is when we do the World Donut Hole Eating Contest.
Yes, yes.
Now, there was I tweeted it out, I believe. It was like, if you're a Parks and Recreation fan, and when little Sebastian died, there was a crisis before the Harvest Festival.
Yes.
Because COVID struck Joey Chestnut.
Yes, it was a crisis. I was crestfallen.
Were you despondent?
I've never used that word before. I was crestfallen that Joey Chestnut could not come.
So Joey Chestnut is the Rick Mears of donut hole eating.
Yes.
He's the greatest.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah,
well,
it's on.
Of competitive eating.
He's the greatest of hot dog eating.
Of competitive eating. Mm-hmm. So he was the big draw, but he was not the only professional eater that was coming to town.
No.
This was a stacked deck of pros.
Yes, we had 12 professional eaters compete. So they had 8 minutes to eat as many donut holes as they could. We had the number two eater in the world, and I can't remember his name. Dave
Dugan.
No. 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 And we had the number one women's eater. Mika.
Do they get different, like a in golf, they have a different set of tees. Do they sit in a taller chair or something?
No, they all sit in the same, or they all stand, and they all have liquid that they're drinking. So for me.
Do they supply their own liquid?
They supply their own liquid. We had to supply cups and water, but none of them used our, I mean, they used our water. They mixed it with things or somebody brought coffee. So that was the biggest, we hurried and cleaned up the stage afterwards so the band could perform. And Corey Murphy and I both reached for a glass to throw away, and it was warm. And that was the grossest of the whole evening.
That was the part that you had to go, ew?
That was the part that grossed me out the most. But it was really a fun event, and we had so many people downtown, Newcastle.
How do they count all of these holes? Did they do it by weight?
They put 25 donut holes per box, per Jack's Donuts box.
Okay.
And that they just counted by the box. So we had volunteers get.
As they finished the box, they would drop it off the stage in front, and then the kids were collecting the boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they based their count on like 16-year-old to 11-year-old.
Math is hard. Keeping track of boxes.
Keeping track of boxes. But it worked.
In multiples
really
of
well.
25.
In multiples of 25. So 293 was the winner.
Dang.
Yeah. In 8 minutes. That's a lot.
Carrie, just for fun, did you try it as well, like on the side to see if you had any puncher's chance of.
No, I didn't.
In 8 minutes, so I mean, gross. A box would be a lot. Like in 8 minutes, eating 25 of them would be.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Mash them up a little bit, pour some protein shake on it.
Dakota's got it down.
I might be in the running.
But you got to train for next year. You start eating lettuce and drinking water.
Can you get in motorsports, there are promoters exemptions where you can get somebody in the race. Ooh. And you can say, as a promoter, we're going to put somebody in. So maybe we could get Dakota's ass absolutely handed to him.
That'd be hilarious.
Maybe.
It'd be like that.
Where he gets 17 of them done. Yeah. And Joey does 400.
It'd be like that Workaholics episode where the normal looking guy goes up on the bodybuilding stage, all tanned next to all the guys. That would be me next to all the professional leaders. I'd be tapping out, or I'd get like 50. I'd have like two boxes down and be like, oh. They're on 302.
What was the least? Do we know that?
You know what, Scott? I don't know the least. Yeah. That's a good question.
Who can we shame?
Yeah, who can we say?
Officially, for the contest, it said that there's a tie for fifth with 125.
Oh, gosh, that's still a lot.
And that was Jacobs and Ronnie Hartman.
That's the top half.
My favorite thing is to read the articles about these because they're like, it's amazing what these athletes put their bodies through. And it is amazing, but like they're eating donut holes. And you look at the pictures and like they're like covered in whatever they're drinking too because they can't get what they're drinking in their mouth either. It's just literally they're getting the donut holes in their mouth and that's about it. Like everything else is just throwing it at their faces, just trying to survive for 8 minutes.
Scott, were they using two hands, like eating with two hands, or do they have it? What was the technique?
Some of the ones I was watching were just popping them in their mouth as quick as possible.
It looks like they were beverage in one hand, scooping donut holes in their face with the other hand.
So it wasn't one at a time, it was fistfuls.
Stay down by the box, squeeze them together while you bring them up. Ha.
Denser and denser.
I mean, the winner's got like some kind of, I don't know if he's drinking like red Powerade or something, like down the front of it. His front of his shirt is completely soaked and it's pink. The look on Lee's face, though, proud.
Did you have ambulances on site in case somebody choked?
Yes.
I mean, these are all the thoughts I'm having.
Those guys, they are like, they've got to be on the fringe of choking at all times.
Well, that was part of the deal, wasn't it? That's part you had to have that.
Yes, we had a pretty serious rider.
There you go.
We had to have Brian Clark from Newcastle City EMS came. He was very gracious. We had several EMS.
Did you have to stop the trains to make sure you had quick access to the hospital?
That's a good we should have. Mm. No, yeah, and we had some police there and just, So.
Spectacular.
It was spectacular. It was exciting.
It was a huge crowd. I bet there was 1,000 people there.
Yeah, it was fun. The
biggest event you've had there, probably.
Oh, yes, biggest event we've had. And I think more than anything, and I know this is Bicentennial is a countywide celebration, but it certainly got our name in the paper. I mean, we were in USA Today, and that for me was a win, even though Joey Chestnut couldn't come, but next year.
But now what you've done is you've created something to build on, though.
I know. Now, I'm
now
in trouble.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Lee's a good guy to have behind that because Lee's a hustler, too.
Oh, yeah.
First weekend of June.
First, we'll do it the fourth Friday in June. Yeah.
Well, it might work. Yeah. I'll agree to that.
You
have my blessing for that one.
The other thing
if I can get signed up, I'll do it. I'll make sure I'm back.
I think we need to have an amateur contest before. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think a local, like a locals contest would be
maybe
pretty
good.
Locals or amateurs, yeah.
Now, most of these people went and competed the following day at a festival in West Virginia for pepperoni rolls at the Three Rivers Festival, I believe it.
Yikes.
The body torture.
No, could you imagine? No.
Now, and they have to, I mean, so let's talk for a minute.
Okay.
They have to keep this in for a period of time to win.
I believe. I don't know.
It's like a half an hour or something. You can't just go binge and purge.
Well, the only thing I have to say about that is that.
Because I know there's only one bathroom and it's locked half the time down there anyway. I've tried.
Well, we did rent some porta-johns. We didn't know very many people. We didn't see a lot of people going into the porta-johns at one time. But we rented some porta-johns. And afterwards.
Please become a patron.
You're welcome. Afterwards. We asked if the contestants would be around to sign autographs and things. And the promoter said, well, they need some time to evacuate. So I don't know. Mm. I assume that means getting rid of it.
What a glamorous life.
In a porta john.
I've always wondered how all those people can not look morbidly obese.
Oh, yeah. They're normal.
Excuse me, folks. I'm a professional. I need in that bathroom right now.
Out of the way, Joey Chestnut's coming through.
Yeah, definitely keep the plaza bathroom locked for that function. You definitely want a port. You want something that can be picked up with a forklift and taken away afterwards.
Yes, but it
maybe put in the landfill.
Great fun to partner with Jax on that. They are a great partner and lots of fun.
Yeah, Lee had
a wonderful way to promote
that sweet
rice
belt was made, and Lee had that belt everywhere. For like the last like month before, like every time
he was
you saw
so
Lee,
excited about that
belt. He was super. He was like, "It's really." He's like, "I'm glad this is here, but I'm really bummed. I got to give the belt up." You can tell he's like broken up. He's been running around like he's a WWF champ for the last month.
Let's talk a little bit about what the events are that are coming up. If you missed, like I did, the eating contest, what do I have to look forward to? Still, Aaron Dickin has been. Promoting the heck out of this time capsule. And I have it on good authority that there will be an iPhone put into the time capsule with one app downloaded, which is the iTunes or the Apple Podcast app that has one show subscribed to it, which would be the Boss Hog of Liberty. So
there you go.
That's pretty cool. I'll be able to see that maybe.
And then on that, we'll slip in the bicentennial episode.
That's right.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
I like it.
As long as, you know, we still have the internet.
And Scott doesn't delete the episode off there to scrub you from history and your slander.
Yeah. Now, there's also a phone charger because we know Apple's probably going to change the phone. We're probably going to be changing them off of the implants in our pockets.
Four-letter electric will probably change what we plug into the wall by that point, too. Scott, you were around 50 years ago. Did our outlets look the same back then? I know phone numbers weren't seven digits.
Well, not that long ago. We do think about the difference between 50 years ago and what technology they had compared to now. I mean, they claimed it took 1,000 people to put this together, their sesquicentennial, which technology has helped us, obviously.
You've done it with a dozen.
Dozens, but there's a difference. But on that same day, you talked about the time capsule. We're having the, and Zach's involved in this, the torch relay through all 13 townships, which Nate Lamar's in charge of. And he made it a point to ask me to have people out cheering those runners along that route. And that's,
We're going to run them right down the median by 70, right?
There you go. Now, it starts at Tri-High, goes down to 40, then back up the east side of the county and across 36. So,
how many runners do we have so far?
I think he was happy. The last email we got from him, he was happy that he has all the slots filled. So, was it 30 maybe?
Yeah, I'm not sure because it was two different meetings. I was at one meeting, and I know a couple people didn't make it to that one. But
yeah, I think since then he's added runners. Even since
I know the last one got picked up like during the parade on Saturday or Monday.
So how many miles is it per runner?
It kind of varies. I think my segment's like 2.6. The person after me is 3. I know there's a segment in the tri-high area that's being broken up amongst two families. And those, I think it breaks down to them only having to do about a mile each. But it's like the Chews are going to be participating. They have 3 generations of the Chews. Yeah. And if anybody knows, if you know running in Henry County, you know the Chews. They kind of roll in. You're like, well, they covered 5 age groups of winning right there. So there goes that. But that's Daniel and Richard and then his kids. And there's another family that I had not met them before, but they're going to help him cover that segment.
I was hoping Zach was going to slander him. Like, I don't think they're any good.
Oh, no. I mean, like, no. I have nothing but positive things to say about the Chews because the Chews are the nicest people. And then you race them and they shatter you. They're like absolutely amazing runners. And I have watched Daniel Chu make a high school kid get in his car in the middle of a race and go home.
Well, like, hopefully nobody's in tears after the...
No, everybody's running individually, and we're all carrying a torch, which is going to probably cause some focus to be diverted to not drop.
Your shoulder's going to get sore.
I expect you to be vlogging with your other hand as well, Zach. Yeah.
I think it weighs about 4 pounds.
Yeah, it's about 4 pounds. And it's bigger than you think. Luckily, it was light. It's like made out of lightweight materials, but yeah, it's not as heavy as it looks, but it's still going to be pretty heavy.
It kind of has an odd diameter, too, where you have to grip it. It's not small enough.
So left-hand torch, right-hand selfie stick. So you can vlog this from the
Ball Talk
page. I'm really
hoping that the segment I'm doing, which I'm not going to mention on the air, is just a quiet little segment, and then not a lot of people can be around
for. You're hiding from your fans? Scott just said you're supposed to promote.
Yeah, you're supposed to get your family out there.
Are you picking it up in Greensboro?
No, not in Greensboro. I mean, it's going to be at Shenandoah around noon. It's going to start, I believe, at 6 a.m. from Tri-High. Mm-hmm. It's going to ride in a vintage car in the Moreland area for a little bit before Andrea Johnson carries it for a segment. So,
and is it a flaming inferno?
It's not on fire. They're not lighting for us.
Not be lit. We couldn't find the proper fuel for it.
What do you need? Do you need some white gas? Because I got a can of it sitting in my garage.
It was the torch.
We can get this on fire, Scott.
There you go. we were warned about the special fuel. I think is the torch from the state bicentennial. So
it's a very cool looking torch. We got to see it when we signed. So
and luckily, let's get a little plug in for the library. They're letting us use the bookmobile as the main support vehicles.
So. Yep, and Henry County Sheriff's Department's going to be giving us a police escort.
EMS, Henry County EMS.
That's a cool event. Yeah.
I was excited. I was like, oh, they're going to do that. And I was like, let's get some, because I was like, I know some people. That's my world. That's my little corner of the county. So
if you go to visitindiana.org, then there is a big write-up about the Guinness Book of World Records attempt, or knockout attempt, which I guess a knockout would be as many people as possible trying to make a free throw or making a free throw.
You try to make a free throw, and if you miss, you get a second opportunity to rebound your shot and make a layup before the next person in line hits their free throw.
Gotcha.
Next person hits the free throw, you're out before you hit your second shot. So your gold, if you hit your free throw, you're automatically still in it. You go to the back of the line. So.
And the current record is held by the Dallas Mavericks with 701 people, 27 rounds in 3 hours.
There you go. The Dallas Mavericks fans basically did it. The Mavericks set it up, and it was an outside event for them. And we're pushing the fact that we need more people. So
this is on June 27th?
24th.
June 25th.
June 24th is a Friday. It's on Saturday.
Gotcha.
Giving you the wrong date.
And it's at the field house.
The largest and finest.
That's right.
World's largest.
Yep. Dakota, will you be in town?
Yes.
Maybe.
I linked it in the chat, but if you look at henrycounty200.org is the official website for the bicentennial. And there is a calendar of events, and very conveniently, you can click on it. And I'm assuming this works real well if you're on Chrome. You can even take an event and you can copy it to your Google calendar. It's got all the events listed on
there. Drop it straight in. Sign up instantly. So you're signing up online so that you know how many are coming?
There's a way to sign up online. We've been passing out these cards, which have a little QR code on the back of it, which can go directly to the site to sign up. So the biggest thing now, we're trying to get bigger groups, groups of teams, groups of even political people running for office that have a group. Like, we watched that parade over the weekend, and there were
Tremendous number of volunteers with each campaign.
Volunteers, family, all wearing their T-shirts. We thought we don't want active promoting, political promoting, but if they wore their T-shirts, that would be great. If, you know, a group from somebody running for sheriff or 54 or whatever just had a group of their people there, it would be a good promotion for them.
All right.
Yeah. I like it.
Back to the time capsule thing for a minute. Okay. And I don't know if you guys have the information, but it looks to me like it's going to take about 6 hours to uncover this thing. At noon they start digging, and by 6 o'clock they get it out of the ground. Is this just a fudge factor? We just don't know.
We don't know.
Is it Aaron Dickin personally shoveling it out with a?
Wouldn't that be great? We did
with a spoon.
A spoon, yes, a spork.
I wonder. I'm picturing how this is going to go, because I was like, I'm going to run out there and see this real quick, and it's like, well, it's going to take 6 hours to unload it, and then at 6 o'clock they're going to 6 p.m. on this Saturday coming up, it's going to be like Indiana Jones where they take the cover off of it, and but you don't look straight into it because something could happen.
Close your eyes, yes.
But then it says that there's a team of preservationist archaeologists that say don't touch anything; it could give you the COVID or something. Yes. So we can't touch it.
Right.
When do we get to know what was actually in it? For those of us born after 1972.
Well, I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but I don't think it's going to take 6 hours to dig up. It has to, once it's above ground, it has to sit.
It has to be acclimated.
It has to age like wine. It's a room temperature.
Yeah. I did not think when we were planning all of these events that the time capsule would be this. Mm. It is very involved. We've had lots of
comments
and opinions. Yeah.
Oh, is there a Facebook group that's deciding the rules for this? Because I would love to read the comments.
No, but
time
but
capsule,
we didn't
Henry
realize,
County time capsules uncensored.
I guess you don't really necessarily think about that has been underground for 50 years with wet earth, and it could be, you know, Al Capone's vault. It could be nothing.
There could have been grave robbers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't know what the county commissioner's done to this over the years. Yeah.
No idea. We have some practical
somebody called
joke
Butch
ideas.
Baker.
Yeah. But I think the idea of noon is to just give them plenty of time so they're not rushing at the end. And so I hope it doesn't take 6 hours to dig it up.
I hope not either.
But a lot of people wanted us to dig it up, fully everyone watching, and then immediately take everything out and start passing it around or something. Everybody see it. But that's the whole idea of what it's like, whether it's mold, black mold, whether it's bugs, whether it's, we're hoping it's not totally deteriorating.
So maybe we should wear our COVID masks.
There you go.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. This does seem like a movie. Like, we just got past the first pandemic and then they open up the time capsule. Mm.
Yeah.
Don't ever mess with the mummy.
Suddenly we have a bad case of what was going on in the 70s.
You guys think I have a chance to win the beard contest?
Is there a beard contest?
There is.
My
I saw
goodness.
That was on the calendar too.
I think you have a really good chance.
See, my barber, Candace.
Oh, she's
there you go. She's
great
head.
Yes.
She has a terrible beard.
She does.
She doesn't.
I think we have a category.
It's like she's not even trying to grow.
I'm not sure she's going to be able to enter. She better hurry.
I think
hurry.
We have a not there category, I think. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
That's just a beauty contest.
Now she's trying to convince me to enter, and I haven't.
What else are you doing?
I don't know.
You ashamed of your beard?
What day is it? Let's
because you can wear a hat.
I believe it's June 18th at the plaza.
June 18th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's coming up.
It is. You better hurry up and start growing.
That's like only 16 days away.
Mm-hmm. I think you got a chance.
I don't know. There's some pretty good beards in Henry County. We all know each other. We have a club.
Talk about oils.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And balms.
Techniques.
Mm-hmm. But I think they've given.
Do you think the governor would show up and try to steal that victory away from you?
I hope he does.
Yeah. So they've given them during Juneteenth celebration, which is the 18th and 19th. I think we've been given a slot there to have the contest, have the judging, and Candace will be your barber. Will be involved. She she's heading it up.
Well, there might be a conflict of interest.
That's home beard advantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the art and murals. On my way home today, I noticed some beautiful new murals on the side of the Spiceland Library. I said library. That's embarrassing.
Nobody heard it the first time.
Oh. So
you're from South of 40.
Were those involved in the bicentennial? I hadn't heard anything about
them. They
did
not come to us, I don't think.
It's an unauthorized mural, and Scott's going to have it removed immediately.
And
he's going to put up the appropriate one that has the logo.
See, what
would have been pictures of me and Scott.
There you go. What would have been good for them is we were offering money to help in the assistance of buying the paint. So if that's brand new and they didn't come to us, they missed an opportunity, I guess.
Do you think we can get our mural on the side of this building that we've been talking about for 5 years?
Did you apply?
I'm just talking to Scott right now.
Oh, yeah. Building.
On the side of this building.
I don't know if the owners have talked to anybody about it or not.
And the Preservation Commission, too.
Oh, yeah. They would have
double whammy.
Because Dakota over here has some dreams.
I talked to Dave Nance.
What do you want to put on there?
I think that we talked about this on the last episode. Or not, like, when we first moved in here. What was it? I don't remember. I think I was wanting something, like, very Soviet era.
It was a Soviet Dakota with a
very Soviet-esque era.
Do you think it could get past the Preservation Commission?
I mean, it's historic.
It They're is, hardcore.
Very historic. There's a lot of beautiful art that come from oppressed people.
Ooh.
Let's do it. I say the more art, the better.
I agree.
Listen, we got 666 up on the other side of town. How upset could they get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We lit on one of a government building, we have the words, "Die God." You know? I'm just saying.
Just causing trouble.
A picture of me with my fist out and the bursting sun behind me. Couldn't be any worse.
Right. As you come into Newcastle.
As you're entering town, going up the hill. Welcome to Newcastle. please.
Workers of Newcastle, unite. This is a strong old union town. We want people to know it.
No,
that's funny.
We did approve one mural that came to us.
Sounds like a tough committee. You've only approved one.
Well, only one came to us. Yeah, that was it. So, and that's the one on the Hope Building, which they're redoing what was there, which was getting a little old. So,
it was from 2015.
They're going to put cars through the years.
Chrysler cars through the years, and so they've already started it. But Steve Weigert's heavily involved, and Vicky Bertram, but. I guess Steve was out of town for a while, but that'll move along and look nice as long as that building's there. So
we did get approval from the Preservation Society to put a Boss Hog of Liberty banner on the outside of the studio. So I have been in contact. My people have contacted their people.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we look for more public art. Very exciting. I'm looking forward to that because we do a photo scavenger hunt every year with Henry County 4-H. And these kids get a list of 50 items to find in downtown Newcastle. And we've done it for about 12 years.
All right.
And they've always looked for that 2015 Summer Club mural. So I got to scratch that off and we're going to add a new one. But yeah, it's the more public art you guys add downtown and the more landmarks, it makes my scavenger hunt much easier.
Well, I was just joking about the Robert Indiana mural, by the way. It is a really nice mural.
You're going to get canceled.
It's very beautiful. It looks good. It looks great over there. I think that it's good to honor and celebrate the legacy of Robert Indiana from Newcastle. I think it's a good thing. Those are all jokes. But the mural on the side of this building is not a joke.
There you go.
To go well, once his dreams.
Not to get you off schedule here, but you did mention scavenger hunt. One of the things we are doing is the passport throughout the county. Which we, Rob and Heidi Simmons worked hard on setting up a scavenger hunt where you take a photo of yourself at different, Henry County historical sites. And that's went over really well.
So where do you get your book?
Get the book at any of the, you can get one at the
Frost Framing
Chamber,
perhaps.
Frost Framing has them. The Chamber has them. And any one of the sites has them. Any one of the sponsors for the different sites. But
So you walk in, you say, hey, I'd like a book. And then is there an order you have to go in, or you just you get them all summer long and just go to different spots?
You don't have to go to all of them. It's just you're entering a $50 winner contest at each one. So you could just go to one and luckily win $50. But it is getting people out. It's getting, Carrie, you took some to school kids,
I think? I did, yeah. The fourth graders at Wilbur Wright all have passports. So that was fun. Mrs. Harvey and Mrs. Dye used them. So it's a fun, it's just something fun to get everybody out to the, all the sites in Henry County, the Wilbur Wright birthplace. We want those fourth graders to go to Belgian Horse Winery, those kinds of things.
There's some fine live music out there.
There is some fine live music. And some fine wine.
And some very good, we're big fans of the, they've got some berry wine out there that, Mrs. Sarah likes quite a bit. Yeah. I think it's a blackberry, maybe a blackberry wine. Check local listings. She goes without me a lot now. I've been a few times. All right. So what's the 529 legacy project? Is it the 529? 529?
I think you can say it however you want, Jeremiah.
Yeah, that's right.
I say 529, but we can call it 529.
It's a tax code thing. It's a free country. It's also our local phone number.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. Yeah.
It's a very Newcastle of you.
A
lot of people's home phone number, 529. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that I'm most proud of. I can't speak for Scott, but we are working hard to fundraise so that all of our any money we didn't spend on something that I wanted to spend it on, because that's what I'm good at, we will give to our 529 program. And we're going to work with Promise Indiana through the Indiana Youth Institute. So all five county schools, we will take a cohort or group from each of those schools. We had been saying third grade, but I think it's going to be fifth grade. And each of those children.
You just got certain kids you like that you're trying to get to. Only, just feeding it through to certain children.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not third graders now. They're fifth graders.
Yeah. I only like certain fifth graders. Yep. but anyway, the community would give them $25, and then they would have to find $25 from a friend or family member so they would have $50 in a 529. And studies have shown that if you have money in a 529, you're four and a half times more likely to go to college and or go to a continue on education after high school. And I think that what we really want to show kids in our community is that your community believes in you. So, and I just think it's incredibly important. And I hope it's a legacy we have for the next 200 years.
Yeah, the idea is to keep that going. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're get the chance to start this out. It's a great tie-in to the Henry County 200, but it's also a great start for them to get the recognition from us. We get to push off at the beginning. So,
it's essentially seed money is what you're doing. You're helping to create the dream of, hey, I've got money to go to college. I'm working towards this goal, and you know you've got it, so that when you get if you're fifth grader, once again, we're doing math again on the show, which is always dangerous, but 7-8 years down the road when it's time to actually take that out and go to
go to tech school,
go to your 4-year college, you've got something to help you along.
Well, and I oftentimes, my son, when he was in seventh grade, he had a friend who applied for 21st century and was eligible for 21st century scholars. And he came over to our house one day and he said, hey, Carrie, I got a scholarship today to college. So he thinks that the community believes in him so much that he already has a scholarship in seventh grade. So I guarantee that kid is going to go to college, or he's going to continue his studies in some way. And that, I don't know, makes me a little bit emotional. But in fifth grade, we're going to target fifth grade because then they can go right into 21st century scholars if they're eligible for that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But every fifth grader will be eligible for the 529. So no matter what.
Yeah. But their parents have to sign them up. It's not automatic.
Yeah.
But,
they have to be signed up.
And this was Carrie's idea. We were thinking of something neat to do for the future. We're celebrating the past, and Carrie brought this up in a meeting, and this is all her thought.
This is a good idea. That's a very creative.
It could also be motivating to like a kid who's in seventh grade if they think that like, what's the point? And all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute. There is a point. There is a reason, and catch them kind of early before they've like goofed off their first half of high school or something.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that Henry County's a place to come if you want to have a growth mindset.
Yeah, and along those lines, we applied for food and beverage money, mm-hmm. and we got some from them, and it was because the thought was this is a positive thing for the community. You know, it could be a small thing, but something an employer could go, this community's thinking of their kids, so yeah. open a business here or move here. So.
When it's kind of, as a kid, if you're told, hey, you've got something set aside, then it's not a, well, maybe it's a, I'm going to go, right? I've got, you know, it sets your direction. Yeah. It's not, I don't know how it's going to work out. That's fantastic.
Yep. It is.
All right. So do you guys need volunteers? You obviously need folks to sign up for the hoop shoot. What is the call to action here?
Sign up for the knockout. We need 702 people. And that's going to be fun. There'll also be a concert at Baker Park. In that evening. What else? We need volunteers all the time.
Volunteer for that whole day is going to be a big day for us. There'll be a car show. There'll be games at the park. There'll be food trucks. There'll be the, firefighters will have a, water ball contest going on in the parking lot of the field house. So we hope that just becomes a big day. We're even hoping maybe that becomes more of not the knockout portion, not the record portion from Guinness, but maybe a hoopla festival is a yearly thing for Henry County.
Now, when Guinness is involved, do they bring a keg or you just bring your own?
I hope so. At the field house, right there on school grounds.
Because it's those people. It's Guinness. It's that Guinness. It's for bar records. That's where they started from. Are you aware of this, Dakota?
I wasn't aware.
Yeah, the Guinness Book of World Records is Guinness beer. Mm-hmm. Mm. Just like Michelin tire is responsible for the Michelin ratings at the stars.
I knew that one.
In restaurants.
It was supposed to be like how far it was worth to travel to a place. If you were a one-star place, it meant, you know.
If it's in your town.
Yeah. Now, if you have one star, then you're one of the best in the world. No, that's interesting. I always thought that, I always thought that the Ripley's and Guinness people were the same. That's what I always had in my mind for some reason. Don't know why.
The longest fingernails.
Yeah, those people. Mm-hmm. Their museums are cool. It's always an upside down house. Mm-hmm.
Ripley's is always in a tourist trap. They're in Hollywood or Pigeon Forge or something.
Yeah. I think I've been to the one in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still pretty cool. So.
We're at the end, man. You've done it. You've led this show. Uh-huh.
There is one thing I do want to say is Scott and I are simply, I mean, we're here as spokespeople, but by no means could we have done this ourselves.
You guys have done all the work.
That's it. Yeah, just me and Scott. Yeah. We did it all. No, but we are incredibly grateful, I think, for all volunteers and this community. I mean, not to be sappy, but it's a great place to live. I'm grateful for all the help. And there's too many people to thank. I mean, the cruise-in people, the parks department, we could go on and on, and I'm sure we would forget somebody. So thank you to everybody.
Yeah, thanks. And just put in a few thank yous to Henry Community Health is our big sponsor overall. Citizen State Bank has been a good sponsor, and Duke Energy, I think we mentioned, and Edward Jones offices. Those four have really put up, along with a lot of other people. You talked about the passport that Duke sponsored. Their sponsors based off of that.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a golf tournament later in the year. We will have a lot of sponsors for it. So people, and along with the city council and
county council, commissioners,
tourism commission, who else? EDC, the Henry County Foundation all gave us money. So
I know you guys minimize your involvement, but I watch a lot of live streams in preparation for the show, and you two have been in darn near every one of them. So thank you for the amount of time and effort that you've put into all of the work here.
You know, I don't want to poo-poo the people in 1972, but
they sucked.
Yeah. 2022's is a lot better.
They weren't as fun.
Because of you guys.
They didn't have a donut hole eating contest.
No.
Stupid.
What are you going to do, bury a metal box in the ground? Big deal.
Zach.
Well, Jack's Donuts wasn't even 10 years old then. When did Jack's open?
It was 61.
Well, so it was just barely.
11 years old. You got final thoughts for me, Zachary?
No.
You about tired of being with me every weekend? Because we're hanging out again this weekend.
I was looking forward to like chilling in the weekend. Now I'm going to be running in the middle of nowhere holding the torch that thankfully isn't on fire. But no, I'm like, this is cool stuff. Like, I go to city council meetings and Scott and Carrie are a lot of them and Carrie does a great job of asking for money. But at the same time, when I come into town off 38, I don't ever turn right to go to my house. I always go up Broad Street because I look to see, oh, what's going on downtown? Because the corner, the little citizens corner there always looks nice and is decorated. I'm like, oh, let's see what's going on up there. So downtown's kind of the place to be and there's stuff going on. I look forward to the Broad Street cruises and stuff. So this is just like kind of like a culmination of a lot of work getting downtown. Downtown's been a fun place to be the last couple of years. And this is just kind of flexing the muscle that they've been working on for a couple of years. And like, and go look up the pictures. The Travis Wyke and the Courier Times covered the donut hole eating contest and you can see proudly, handing the belt off, which I know broke his heart to hand it off because I'm surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if he's got a second one he had made for himself.
He does.
I was going to say, and he like wears it around the house just for fun. But yeah, Lee, I mean, like Lee was all over. I saw him on the news. He was around for weeks pushing the donut hole eating contest. And, I'm always impressed. Like I was at the track. I went and visited the radio booth and Jay Query came in, who's a radio guy, and I can talk to him about Lee. He knows Lee. He's met Lee. Lee knows everybody and Lee could be anywhere Lee wants to be and still run the donut empire, but he's in Newcastle. He's still repping the home store. So, this is just fun to watch Newcastle kind of do its thing and people know people and you figure stuff out. I'm going to see new parts of the county on my little run on Saturday. But so yeah, check out the website. I've put it in the chat and like I said, it's pretty convenient. It's got a list of all the stuff that's going on in the calendar and
yeah. Look at the website and also check us out on Facebook. We're there too.
So. Yep.
Any other final thoughts, Dakota?
I have a couple things. Yeah. First thing is I've started, uploading all these episodes to YouTube once again. Before we were getting the audio automatically imported over, and then Chris Spangle, the owner of the Wall Network,
dear leader,
our founder and syndicator, corporate overlord,
he stopped doing that and didn't tell us. So there were quite a few that didn't make it to YouTube that we had no idea about. So those there it is now resumed.
So send your complaints to editor@wearelibertarians.com.
That's correct.
Send all of your thoughtful happiness to Jeremiah@bossoggerofliberty.com or Dakota@bossoggerofliberty.com. Did we ever get a voicemail?
Yeah, we got the one from Christy. Okay. I played it.
That's it? That's the only one?
Yeah, I haven't checked it.
You sat on here a month ago and begged for voicemails.
We got the one. We got the one.
Okay.
We should have Ebert call from the track on like Saturday night or Sunday.
See, yeah, we should start.
We should have just given people the phone number. Yeah, at the track, just random.
It's not
people.
Even a phone number. You just go to the website and click the microphone button.
Oh, that'd be
it's right
much.
There. It's
I was trying to
so
find something
easy.
That we could just like hand to a drunk person and just say that, talk.
You just hand your phone. You press the
I'm
microphone.
I'm not giving my phone to these people.
Unwashed masses.
And then second thing, I want to give a shout out to Dakota Hart at Underdog's Tattoo Gallery. He did a tattoo for me today. The lines are crisp. The colors are bright. He was fast. Not that you usually want him fast, but he was quick because he's a professional. And also very affordable. I told him that that the price that he gave me was too low. So
do you tip your tattoo artist?
You do, yeah.
Is it like a waiter, 15%?
They usually will tell you, I always round up. You know, it just kind of... Yeah. The nearest hold.
So when they say, hey, it's $9,000 and you round up to $10,000 for the tattoo.
Yeah, you'd round up to like, if it was you were getting a $9,000 tattoo, I'd be like, $9,500. I'd probably tip $500 or so.
Scott, we like to talk tipping on here a lot.
Yeah.
Do you tip your framer? Is that a customary thing?
That's a good question.
It's happened maybe once in 12 years. So.
On occasion.
Yeah.
Let's work on that.
Maybe. Yeah. Listen, Scott, some unsolicited business advice. You let people pay by credit card from time to time?
I've eliminated credit cards the last few years.
Scott, yes. If you did it with the credit card and you had a little tip line.
Oh, there you go.
You could bring it back and you could more than pay for your credit card fees when you leave the tip line on there. And then you have to force them into writing zero in and feeling real short about themselves.
Yes, I see your point.
Yeah. This is just free advice from co-host Jeremiah. There you go.
Thank you.
Because I run a very unsuccessful podcast, so why can't I give you advice? All right. One congratulations for me really quickly. Friend of the show, I don't know how many times Joey Molinaro has been on the program. Maybe six or seven at this point, but his podcast has been picked up by a network as well. So Dale Earnhardt Jr., the retired NASCAR Hall of Famer, has the Dirty Mo Media podcast empire. We're on the Wall Network. And Speed Street, Joey and Connor Daly's podcast, was just picked up by Dirty Mo Media. So they are on the big platform over there. Congratulations to them. They were on the Dale Jr. download this week. And they're on a rocket ship to stardom. So big stuff. They're going to cover a wide variety of motorsports for Dale Jr.
I saw
who I had about a 5-second interaction with on Friday as well.
I saw their announcement post, but I didn't really understand it. I just thought that Joey was going on his show.
No, they've been.
That's really cool.
They went on the show to announce it, but yeah, they. In fact, Dale Jr. ruined the news. Dale Jr. was on the Indy 500 broadcast on Sunday. And when Connor Daly took the lead, he shared it saying, there's our newest podcast co-host or podcaster out in the lead at the 500 without any context or explanation. And they didn't make the announcement until Tuesday.
Perfect.
But yeah, very cool. So with that, we thank you guys very much.
I've got a quick question just because it's in front of me. Is there Bicentennial merch? Because I see a coin in front of me with a sign, and I see a T-shirt. Or is there any? Is there merch available, and where can people find it?
Any of the events we have coming up, we'll have the Bicentennial coin, which is $10. And we've been selling T-shirts all along for $15. So neither one we're trying to make much money on, just the idea of getting us out. Getting the word out and
getting the logo, the awareness, the excitement.
There you go.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll see folks out there on Saturday for some of the spoon digging with Councilman Dickin and Councilwoman and Betsy Mills. Mm-hmm. Betsy is going to be on the show in 2 weeks. So we're going to hear from her. She just took a trip to Poland. So we're going to hit Betsy up about that. Mm-hmm. Still efforting our guest for next week. We'll see what happens. With that, we'll see you next Thursday.